We are in Simin Kuf Nun Ches, the Halachas and the Tilas Yadayim. We are up to Sif Hei, and we will be doing from Hei through Yud. Hanotel Yodav Leperos. Someone washes his hands in order to eat dry fruit. Now, if he's eating fruit that was washed and is still wet, then that's the Tibula B'mashkin, and we just learned that there's a Chiyuv Netila for it. Here we're talking about fruit that is absolutely dry. Why is he doing it? He's more frum than the halacha. The halacha was only wet fruit. He wants to be machmir even on dry fruit. Hareze migase haruach. So he is considered a balgaiva. He thinks he knows better than Chazal. Hagav adafke shenotlam b'toris chiyuv. Avlamotlam mishum nekiyas shalohoy yodav nekiyas mutter. If he's only doing it for cleanliness, it's mutter. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that that means even if the cleanliness is not because you're someone who's so particular about cleanliness, but because you don't feel right making a bracha when your hands aren't clean. So you're washing your hands to cover the bracha. That's also mutter, which bechlal it's considered the right thing to do whenever you make a bracha to make sure that your hands are clean or to wash them. Says the Mechaber now, Ubasur tzli, yeshmi shenira midvarav, afal pi shemuel tofeach alav dino kaperis. Roasted meat that has gravy coming out of it. Some say that that's considered like fruit, and you do not have to wash until a sidayim for it, and if you do, you consider gasei aruach. V'tavshel michitim, similarly, a dish of wheat, Vehim neguvim, and they're completely dry, dino kaperis. It's considered like peris. Now, first of all, the Gross says that if you're roasting meat that was already rinsed, then we say that the gravy coming out of it includes water as well, and there would be a chiyuv netila. The Mishnah Berurah mentions that there are all kinds of stews that people would never eat by hand, and he did say before already, and says it again now, that would not have a chiyuv of netilas yadayim. Cooked peiris, cooked fruit. There is a machlokis, and he says since it's normal to eat that with a spoon, to eat cooked fruit with a spoon, we don't eat it by hand anyway, would certainly not need netilas yadayim. How about sour pickles? There are times that people eat sour pickles by hand. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should, and when they're pickled, they often there's often some water in there. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should do netilas yadayim before eating them. Someone is having cake dipped into whiskey. Says the Mishnah Berurah that whiskey is not considered water, even though what you're dealing with is something was cooked and then distilled. Nevertheless, we do not consider that water. However, if it's mixed with water, then it would be. And of course, if someone is dipping his cookies into milk or coffee with milk, the halacha would be that he has a chiyuv of netilas yadayim. In the case of coffee itself, that too, black coffee without milk is also water, and it would be mechayiv netilas yadayim. So it's not only fruit, it's any kind of food that is dipped into one of the seven mashkin is mechayiv netilas yadayim. Sivav hashol sein sarach litl afilu yodo achas. Someone who drinks doesn't even have to wash even one hand, even if he's drinking by hand. Chazal did not make this halacha for liquids, only for solids that are dipped into liquids. Zayin notel yodav ledover shetibul abamashke. We had a machlokus whether or not this halacha of netilas yadayim for wet food applies bizman hazeh. And the hachro was that we're supposed to be makban on it, but without a bracha. So what happens if you washed your hands for a davar shetibul abamashke? V'chakach rotz alech olechem. And then he wants to eat bread. Yesh mi shenira midvar of shenos netila olalo. There are those who say that the netilas yadayim for wet food would not work to cover the bread that you're eating later. The reason? Because since there's a shita that bizman hazeh there is no chiyuv netila, it's as if you washed your hands not b'makom mitzvah. And ve'ein sarach lomer im not liyodav shelo lechol v'achakach nimlach v'achol. Certainly if someone just happened to have washed his hands, not because there's any chiyuv to wash them, and now he wants to sit down to a meal, according to the shita, he would not be able to rely on that netila, he would have to wash again. Says the Rama, Hagav im lohisir dato yochol yito below bracha. If there was no hesek hadas between the first netila and the second, you should wash without a bracha. In which case are we talking about? Actually, both cases, even though the first netila was not a netilas mitzvah, because there's a yesh omen that netilas yudaim doesn't need kavana. Im noga b'achilaso b'mkomos an metunafos b'gufo yachser v'yitol yodov. The Rama mentions that if someone touches a place that needs someone touches a place in his body that is not clean, he has to have a new netilas yadayim, because one of the reasons for netilas yadayim is for the nekiyas. Now the chiddush of this Rama is that this is not only during a meal. This is even if you washed your hands for a davar shetibul of a mashke. And now in the middle you touched one of the makomas hamachusim, you would have to wash again for the davar shetibul of a mashke. Sifches. Misha hoya b'midbar o b'makom sakana ve'ein lo mayim potum inetilus yadayim. Chazal said that when you're traveling in a makom sakana and you don't have water, you don't have to go looking for water, because we're afraid that your life will get in danger. So instead, you just cover your hands when you eat, and we'll learn about that later. Sivtes tzarech lizor ben netilas yadayim. One has to be careful in netilas yadayim. Shekol ha-mezalzel ben netilas yadayim. Someone who ignores the mitzvah of netilas yadayim, chayev nidui, he belongs in cherem, because he's ignoring a mitzvah that Chazal made. Uvoli de anios, and he ends up getting poor. V'nekar min ha-olam. Where sifyud afal pisha shiuram b'revias, Pirish Revius Halog, Dahainu Shir Beitz of Achetzi, even though the Shir of Netilas Yadayim is only a Revius, which is three Kazasin, Yosef Litol Beshefa, he should use as much water as he can. Diyam Rav Chizda Anoma Soy Melochafni, Maya Viavalo Melochafni Tivusa. He said that he used a lot of water and got a lot of bracha for it. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should not wash more for the sake of getting bracha, but as a hiddur in Netilas Yadayim, and appreciate that the bracha will come on its own. It says the Mishnah Berurah that if someone did use a lot of water and didn't get rich, there must be something else that's being ma'akev. But really, Netilas Yadayim itself with a lot of water should be gorem ashirus.